We celebrate maybe one of the most beloved saints in the church, St. Francis of Assisi. Mother Church, in her providence, gave us these readings that would be have read today no matter what the saint was. There are some particular readings, proper readings, that Mother Church gives us for this saint day. But if we know the life of St. Francis, we can maybe see how the readings just happen to coincide by that great providence of God. Nehemiah is sad because the city is in ruins. Jerusalem was conquered and the temple was destroyed. How could I be happy when the city was in ruins? We know that St. Francis had that great encounter, that conversation with the Lord, who told him to go and to rebuild his church, the church that the Lord said was in ruins. Although at the time, in the Middle Ages, there was lots of material wealth. There was lots of public prominence in the church. But yet the Lord still said, my church is in ruins, go and rebuild. The response to our psalm said, let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Maybe just a pet peeve of, you know, they had those famous sayings that saints never said. Well, we can't say that St. Francis never said, preach the gospel at all times and use words if necessary. I mean, it's perhaps he said that, but it's nowhere in his writings. And no one ever wrote down that he said that. He was a prolific, a fiery preacher of the gospel. He even traveled across the desert to go and preach the gospel to the Muslims who hated Christians who tried to kill him. He would go around the cities, the villages, and preach until he lost his voice. A prolific preacher of the gospel, never afraid to use his words, and use his words wisely and powerfully. And so we should never cower behind a falsely attributed saying so that we don't have to go out and do the command of the gospel to preach at all times with our words. And again, could there be a better gospel? Answering this call to leave everything behind, the absolute primacy that the gospel and our life as disciples must have in our lives, that nothing else can come before that. How often in our own lives do we practice the, well, once I do this, then I will do that? How often do parents instill that into their children? Go and finish this. Go and go to college. And even some of the diabolical, go and have your crazy college life, and then you can get your life together. Go do your crazy things, and then once you get married and have kids, then they'll come back to the church. This delaying of obedience, this denial of Jesus, and the primacy, the absolute primacy he must have in our life. He's first or he's nothing. There can be no other way. When Francis encountered Jesus in his gospel, he did just that. Left everything behind. He didn't wait to bury his dead. He didn't wait to make sure he had a nice place to live. He didn't keep looking back once he said yes. St. Francis lived this gospel. And oftentimes he gets reduced to just this little hippie saint who loved animals. Much like we do to St. Anthony, who was himself a Franciscan and a powerful preacher. We think he's just there to help us find our lost keys. We reduce him to the most obscure and inane things. With St. Francis, we do the same. The reason why he loved the creation, he loved in the environment, he loved the animals, because he was totally in love with God the Father. And because he could see the face of God in everything, he was able to see God in the creatures. He had his vertical relationship in proper order, which allowed then the horizontal to be overflowing with the love. But so often we are afraid to surrender everything to the gospel. So we just go first to the horizontal, being nice to everybody, not making any waves, doing things that are seemingly soft and easy, because that's how St. Francis would have done it. But it's not. It's a betrayal of the gospel. It's a betrayal of the life of St. Francis. A great, prolific preacher who gave up everything, turned his back actually on his family, and said, only God the Father is my Father, because his earthly father didn't understand his radical commitment to Jesus. So what are you holding on to today? What ideal do you want for your life that you're putting before the radical call that Christ is asking of you today? Maybe he's not asking you to strip off everything and go and kiss the lepers, but maybe he is. St. Francis was given the call to rebuild the church because of the spiritual poverty that it infected. Talk about a real virus. That spiritual poverty that had corrupted the church. We're not much different today. The Lord's inviting each one of us to help rebuild the church by becoming saints. That each one of us has called the gospel today. The call that St. Francis heard is the same call for each one of you. Ask St. Francis to help you. Yeah, be nice to the animals and whatever else, but to radically reorient your life for the gospel so you can change the world. But first, you have to let Christ change your life. Ask St. Francis to help you with that today.